God, are you sawing something?
Yes.
I hope you're not hacking anybody up there.
I am. It's all the people that didn't say happy birthday to you last week.
Oh, no. Those poor
people. I'm just kidding. Welcome to the Disney College Podcast, everybody. My name is Bradley. On the other end, we have James.
Hi, everybody.
That's James. Do you know James, everybody? James, this is everybody. Everybody, this is James. James, you're supposed to say, like, hi, everybody. How are you? It's nice to meet you.
Hi, everybody. I'm James. It's nice to meet you. How was that?
Oh, you sound like Chucky.
Oh, no.
Did we already say that what the podcast is called? This is the Disney College Podcast. We are a Disney podcast that sometimes talks about Disney. I'm on vacation. Actually, when this is coming out, I'll be coming home from vacation and be really depressed that my vacation's over.
But
I'm gonna predict that it was very.
We're recording this slightly ahead of time, so. Because we actually. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I don't know where you are either, but.
We're doing like a 2-for-1 special kind of
thing. Yeah, we did one of those, like.
It's gonna be one recording with. 2 episodes in it.
It's basically a double episode. Like, if you put these 2 episodes back to back, all that you will hear that got cut out is legit a minute of silence and then me saying, this is where the end of episode 1 is, and then James saying, no, it's not, or something like that, and then me doing the saw thing, shaking it, James making a comment, and then me doing it again to start the episode. That's all you missed. It may have been a week for you, but it's been a matter of 3 minutes for us. I actually don't think we're supposed to tell people that. I think when people
that's fine. I'm sure that if they're not like onto it by now, like.
Yeah, at this point, this podcast is very like. It's not professional. It used to be, but now it's very much like I'm waiting until the day that we forget to do it 1 week, and then the podcast will probably never happen again because we'll forget. Actually, no, it probably would happen again because we've been doing it for like a year at this point. I feel like we'd have to have a proper ending.
True.
We can't just walk away from it. I mean, we could. Do we just walk away right now? Is this the end?
What fun would that be?
I know. Me and James just saw each other. It was great. This is me predicting it from, you know, from the future or the past, whatever we're in. Me and James saw each other. It was great. I couldn't tell you what we did, but he has now a signed Attila album. That's one of your birthday gifts because I have an extra one.
Yes, I now have a signed Attila CD.
Yes, the new one. He has the signed Attila CD, and he also has an unsigned CD by a different band that I forget, but it's over in the corner.
Ooh, in the corner. Well, it's in my corner. It's in my corner now.
Well, now it is, yeah. When we're recording this, it's not. I also have not unwrapped the Attila album. So I'm not going to wrap anything in your birthday gifts. I'm just going to give it to you in the mailer that I got it in.
Oh,
it's
going to
say
nice.
My name on it. It's going to say my name on it, but it's going to be yours. I will say, though, I want to place a bet. I bet you that it does not come out of the mailer for like 2 years.
I mean, it might. You never know.
You're going to need some jams on your drive home.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That, like, hour and a half drive home.
Oh, it's an hour and a half?
It's pretty decent. It might be. I don't know. It's been a while since I've been down there.
Me too. And by that, I mean I've never been down there. We didn't go to Myrtle Beach, did we, last time?
I don't think we... No, we didn't. I don't think we did. No, we didn't go down. No. Definitely did not.
Oh, that's too bad. Good thing we're going now, right?
Well, we've already been. Oh. We had a blast.
Yeah, we did. Should we watch Jaws?
Yeah, let's watch Jaws. That sounds
like fun. Are there a lot of sharks down in South Carolina?
I think it varies.
Like near your house?
We didn't see any when we were there. Oh yeah, I have one that stays in my swimming pool in the backyard.
How do you know we didn't see one when we were there? What if we see one? Because then we're gonna come back.
If we do, then I guess they're definitely gonna hear about it next week.
Yeah, but you just said we didn't see them. So now people are gonna be like, "Oh my god!"
I am so confused. We're like bouncing between the past and the present. We're like one of those movies that like flashes back at the beginning, then goes to the present, and then we're in the future. It's
no, your Attila CD is the present.
I see what you did there.
Anyways, let's jump into what you came here for and not us rambling. So James discovered this article. Let's plug the name because I don't want to get an angry email saying, how dare you take this list without your permission. So it is from the site DisneyFanatic.com. And the article is entitled, Amazingly Beautiful in Almost Secret Spots Around the Walt Disney World. Around Walt Disney World, not the Walt Disney World. There's an ad on their page as well, but I'm trying to click off of.
Is yours for Target as well?
I don't know. Well, one of them's the Hilton Hotel. It's written by Kelly B., who is a full-time mommy and writer. They love to eat dessert first and have dance parties in the living room with their two kitties. The kids are kitty. I have an affinity for strong coffee, Disney, and dreaming up fantastical bedtime stories. I love pointing to the night sky and telling my daughter the crescent moon is the Cheshire cat smiling at me.
Where'd you read that?
The very bottom.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like it didn't do much better that I read that. I don't think they're going to want credit after I just read that on the show. Now we are going to get an angry email.
Oh, no. But yeah, I was scrolling through Facebook one day and I saw this article and it made me think because, you know, I was down in Florida for a few years, like if any of the areas that I've been to are on the list. And there were a few that I'd been to. But I think about half the list I hadn't been to, and it's places that if I ever go back, they're definitely going to be, I'm definitely going to check them out.
Do you want to start at number 9 and then we'll go down? Like it'll be a countdown. Our countdown episodes are always great.
Yeah, let's do that.
Number 9, Saratoga Springs Resort Lakefront Sidewalk.
Ooh, this is a good one. This actually is probably one of my favorites in the entire Walt Disney World property.
What is it?
So, you know Disney Springs, right?
No, what's that?
It's so Disney Springs is their shopping area, shopping, dining.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, they got lots of cool stuff there. They got the world's biggest Disney store. They got tons of cool restaurants and what else do they got there? They got a big hot air balloon. That's a lot of fun.
What if I popped it?
Well, then a lot of people would be sad.
Oh.
Considering it's actually down a lot because of like windy weather. They can't operate it if it's like more than 40 degrees or 40 miles per hour winds. So if it was popped, then people would definitely be upset.
Well, what if you're in the air and like suddenly there's one like big wind gust?
Well, they have they got it tied down. Like there's a bunch of cables that suspend out of it to keep it like from going all over the place.
Is there like a guy at the bottom holding the rope?
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys holding it. And they're all like, oh, you got to hold on to it. You can't let him blow away.
I don't know if I believe you on this.
Yeah, no, they're all secured to platforms. There's no guys holding it.
So the guy's up in the thing with you.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
It's for people that aren't a fan of heights, it's probably not the thing for you, but I've heard it's a pretty cool experience. You can see like the whole city of Orlando, I think they said you could see from it, which is that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it took us like a half hour to get to one side of Orlando.
Yeah, it's crazy. Remember big, that? But
when we saw Neck Deep.
Yeah, we went all the way. I think that was close to downtown. But yeah, being able to see it all from the air, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, then I could look and be like, that's where I saw the concert.
But yeah, anyways, wait, what were you going to say?
Looking at it, I have been to this area. This was one of the first days when we went to, I think we ate at the food place there. I don't know if you were with us. I know it was Nick, like Brandon was there. And then we wanted to go back to Disney Springs, so we hopped on the steamboat thing that's there. Or like the boat that brings you down the river.
I'm pretty sure I wasn't there because I think it was me, Austin, and like two other people got separated like midway through because we were running late to one of the buses at one of, I think it was like the All-Star Resort. And as soon as we got up to the door, the guy shut the door and then just drove off.
I don't know if this was the same day, though.
Oh, if it wasn't that day, then I don't know where I was. But yeah, it's a really nice area. In the back of Springs, there's like a little bridge behind the Rainforest Cafe. If you go around it and down that way, there's like this little walkway along the river and you get a really nice view of Springs.
Oh, I didn't see Springs from there. Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's like it's right across like right across from Springs.
Yeah, and there's boats there, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, there's boats there. There's like a little behind Rainforest, there's like a little docking area that takes them over to the Port Orleans resorts.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking of the right place. I wanted to do was see an alligator in the water, and I did not that whole time, so.
Aww.
But me and James saw plenty of alligators last week in South Carolina. We'll tell you more about that later. James got his hand bit off.
I did. I'm still recovering. I'm handless right now.
Yeah. He never went to the hospital either, so he's just bleeding, dripping all over his keyboard.
Yep.
So, do you agree at this at number 9, or do you think it should be further up?
For me personally, I would have seen it further up just because it's one of my favorites. I'll actually have to see. I might have a picture of like the area, like from like looking at Springs from that area. Might have to post that on Instagram, but I'll see if I can find it.
Sweet. So let's move to number 8. The Animal Kingdom Lodge Covered Patio. Now, see, I went to Animal Kingdom Lodge, I believe, just into the lobby area. But this is, it's in the back of the main lobby. But I don't think I saw this.
Yeah, I don't think I've been to the Animal Kingdom Lodge, so I definitely haven't seen it. But looking at the picture right now, it's got a really nice view.
Yeah. Kelly B says it's number 8, so I don't know how nice the view. I think when I went, it was like, I think we accidentally went there. It was like the last row of where the boss would bring you. And it took us forever to get back. But
dang, I imagine so.
Maybe it wasn't even that one. There's Animal Kingdom Lodge. Is that the one where the animals come in and like stick their head in there?
I think so.
Well, we'll move on because neither of us have really been there. Number 7, the Old Key West / Treehouse Villas Nature Trail. I have not been here.
Neither have I. I'm trying to think of where. Actually, I think I've seen the tree houses. If you, I'm not sure if this is the same place, but if you take the boat from Disney Springs over to the Port Orleans resorts, I'm pretty sure halfway you can see the tree houses. But
nature trail sounds cool. I didn't even realize they had nature trails in Disney.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that. Benches. I haven't heard of that one either, but that would be a cool one to check out.
It's close to Disney Springs. But it brings you, apparently it goes around the whole, like, Disney resort grounds. You can go see the golfers. You can see the balloon soaring above Disney Springs. And, there's no benches along the route.
Neat.
Yeah.
Well, not neat that there's no benches. Benches would definitely be nice to, like, have a spot to take a break when you're walking and stuff.
So far, neither of these are ones that I'm really going to add on my list to go on the trip. Maybe, you know, the Saratoga Springs one is nice, but I feel like to get from Fort Wilderness to Saratoga Springs is a pain, so won't do that. Number 6, Narragansett's Waterfront. I could not even tell you how to say that. Veranda?
Narragansett's? Water, I think. I don't know. But I've never been to this one.
Me neither. I don't think we've been to a lot of these, have we?
No, I think we made, like, when we were resort hopping, when we first did the college program, I think we got to this resort, but we didn't, like, openly explore it.
Actually, you know what? I think I've had dinner here.
Oh.
I think I had dinner here. Whenever I went with my parents and our friend Ryan, I'm pretty sure one of the nights this was where we got dinner.
Ooh.
I don't remember being able to see Cinderella's castle, but I remember they had a really cool pool. And they had some pretty good food as well. But we'll continue on because not ringing a strong bell. Number 5, United Kingdom Pavilion Gardens in Epcot.
Those are pretty cool. Have you been to the gardens?
I think so. It's just where they play music, right?
Yeah, it's like it wraps around the back of the pavilion. So, like, unless you like actively go back there, you're gonna miss it.
Oh, really? So, like, maybe I haven't. I'm seeming to remember kind of doing it, but I don't recall a lot of it.
It's like, so after you leave France, like, you go over the bridge that, like, goes by the Yacht and Beach Club entrance. Then you enter the UK, right, and it's, like, right across from the fish and chip place. There's like a streetway you gotta go down, but that's definitely one you should check out when you're doing Epcot.
Yeah, because that's an easy one to check out too. I'm sure I did. I feel like going by it, I will realize, like, oh, I did do this. And it's just, I feel like just seeing the name, because there's no picture for this one, and I feel like that makes it, like, harder to put in my mind of exactly what it is.
Yeah. Honestly, it being, I feel like some of the other ones should be before this one. Like, it's nice to see, but it's not like, I guess the accessibility makes it like higher on the list, but I just feel like it's not as like visually appealing as some of the other ones on this list.
I don't even know if these are in order. We're just kind of going like,
we're doing them in an order per se. We're doing a countdown.
Yeah, like, I don't know if like they purposely have these. I feel like they just listed nine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we'll see with how beautiful number one is. But so far, you know, not really impressed. No, I am. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What's the person's name? I'm sorry, Kelly B. I am impressed. I could not write an article like this, to be perfectly honest. And that's being nice, because I've wanted to write articles like this. You know what? Shout out to Kelly B. So, God. Up next, we have the Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground Beach and Trails. This is one I'll definitely be able to check out.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to be staying here.
Yes. So I don't know how much I'll check it out, you know. Because I don't want to walk that far. I don't know. It looks like a long time.
Well, you can what you can do is take the like, they have an internal shuttle for the Fort Wilderness.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, and I think it runs like every like 15 to 20 minutes. So you could always just go to like one of the other stops, one of the loops over there, and then catch a bus back. So you don't have to walk all the way to the front and back.
Yeah, or I'll take one of those golf carts and just drive down the middle of the road and bother everyone.
They also have ATVs you can take, and they also have horses. Oh, no. I'm trying to picture you like riding like a white stallion like down the middle of the road.
I've ridden a horse before. It did not like me. I've ridden a horse like three times. I don't think I could ride a horse now due to weight, but I think I'd crush the horse. But I enjoyed riding a horse. My dad used to ride one named Blackjack, but it hated people. I was always afraid it was going to like throw me off the back of it. And it never did. So you know what? Shout out to all the horses. Big shout out.
Shout out to the horses.
So the Fort Wilderness Resort, Campground, and Beach. I've been to the beach area. I'm pretty sure it's right near where that old water park is that they changed. I don't think it's a water park anymore.
Yeah, it's near where it was. I just knew it was a water park. I don't really know what happened, like what it is now, but.
Oh, but we had a whole episode about it, James.
Oh, yeah, that we did.
Yes. So what happened?
I'm just super forgetful.
Apparently.
Like 5 minutes from now, I'm just going to be like, oh, what did we talk about?
Yeah, what was on that list?
Just and watch. It's gonna happen, y'all. It's coming.
Yeah, he's going to send me this list in like a month and be like, let's do this episode.
He's going to be like, we did it already.
No, I'll forget, and then we'll do it again. Watch us
rank them completely different.
Yeah, I would say, honestly, the Fort Wilderness one is super cool. If you have a chance to just walk around Fort Wilderness, it's a completely different Disney experience. Like, you have the busy Disney experience, you have the, like, value Disney experience, and then you have the Fort Wilderness Disney experience, where it's legit, like, I mean, it doesn't feel like real camping, because some of the grass is fake. It's weird staying in a tent there, but if you're in a cabin, it's a whole different experience. I'm sure I'll walk into another alligator and get my arm ripped off.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right, though.
It's all part of the experience.
I'll get the opposite one ripped off so that me and James can connect them and become Super Bradley and James.
Is that how that works?
Yes, it's like a wire. Like once we connect them, they just flow together.
Wow. Super Bradley James.
So, you've been to Fort Wilderness. You like Fort Wilderness?
Yeah, I've been there a few times. For their I think it's their brunch, their breakfast buffet. It's pretty good. I have a slightly funny story about Fort Wilderness. The first time I went with my dad, we put it in our GPS and it linked us to go right to the restaurant, but you can't get there. You got to drive to like the main lot and then you got to take the shuttle. So we drove down like, I'm going to say like 3-4 miles of road. And we got stopped by a cast member like after that amount of time. And they're like, what are you doing? This is private property. And we told them we were looking for the restaurant. It's like, no, you got to go all the way back and take the shuttle. it was super awkward.
Was this when he just came to visit?
Yeah, this was right after I finished the CP and I was moving into the apartment.
Wow.
Good times.
It feels like just yesterday, but it's not. I realized that before last week, me and James had not seen each other for 3 years. 4 years? 3 years.
It's been 3 years, or I guess almost 3.5. Because we saw each other in May of 2018. That's when we finished the CP.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, I heard myself.
Oh, no.
I don't know if anybody else did, but there's three of me now.
Uh-oh.
Anyway. So yeah, Fort Wilderness is cool. James legally trespassed.
Good times.
I didn't know that either. I thought you could drive, right? Like, I didn't know that you could. That's weird that it would bring you down Fort Wilderness roads. I don't know.
Yeah, like you would think that they would, like, since it's marked as private, they wouldn't, but
you would think it's also Disney like property. You would think they'd have like gates up. That's kind of dangerous.
Yeah. It's very open for what it is.
Did you see, this is completely alternate like news that has nothing to do with this. And it's going to be dated by the time this episode comes out, but did you see who they got to play Knuckles and then Sonic the Hedgehog 2?
I did not. Who'd they get?
Idris Elba.
Oh.
He's in the new Suicide Squad. He's in, like, he's a very action guy.
Oh, really?
It seems weird. I also don't know anything about Sonic except for that Shang-Chi, that Disney movie coming out, is a sequel to Sonic because he's trying to collect rings. Is that what it is?
Yep, he's trying to collect the 10 rings.
Do you know anything about Shang-Chi?
I think they said the Mandarin was going to be in there.
Yeah, I did know that. But our friend really wants us to see it, and I'm going to. But the trailer just looks like Sonic. He's like, I got these rings, and then they like power him up. Anyway, let's move on to number three. My phone died, so I was charging it for a second. That's why we stalled. The Boardwalk Bellevue Lounge Balcony. Have you ever been here, James?
I've been to the Boardwalk. I've been inside the Boardwalk, but I don't think I've ever been to this location.
Well, the Boardwalk is in Universal.
Yep, you heard it here first. Well, actually, no, we talked about this like 3 weeks ago where we had a debate that the Boardwalk was in Universal or if it was at Disney. But you confirmed it was at Disney.
No, I confirmed Jelly Rolls.
It was Jelly Rolls. It was Jelly... Wait. Oh, no. Are we starting this again?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Well... Wait, what? If Boardwalk is at Universal, why is it on a Disney list?
Because Kelly B is wrong.
Oh.
I'm just kidding, Kelly B. I have no idea.
Yeah, no, Kelly B is on point. She knows what's up.
Yes. She's gonna, if anybody from this website listens to this, they're gonna send, just so people know, we don't read our emails. So don't send us an angry email. We don't check our Instagram DMs. We don't check anything. So there's no way to get in touch with us. Unless you like our show, then, you know, message us and be like, hey, and we'll respond. We just don't respond to hate mail. Because it makes us feel sad.
So, so sad.
Yeah, so you said you haven't been to this one?
No, I haven't been here.
See, the issue with all of these is, like, they all look so nice. But, like, they're not easy places to go. Like, if I'm in Magic Kingdom, I can't step into, like, one of these places, you know? The only one that you really can is Epcot.
Yeah. And that's the difficult part, like, when people are on vacation, because of the, like, the limited amount of time they have, they're either at the parks or, like, chilling back at their resort. Like, they're not really, like, exploring, per se.
Yeah. When I used to go with my parents, we used to explore a lot. Like, go to a lot of different hotels and kind of walk around. Like, that's what we do the day that we got there. But now that I don't go with them, we're going to the park the first day and just kind of cramming everything. All right, so let's move on. I know that we just complained about them not being in the parks. So, the Tom Sawyer Island, Aunt Polly's gazebo in Magic Kingdom. To be fair, I've seen this, but I didn't know it was ever open.
Yeah, same.
Like, every time I walk by the Tom Sawyer stuff, it's like closed for maintenance. And I'm like, oh, I guess I'm never riding the Tom Sawyer ride. But then again, I also don't know if I'd want to, because it brings you to the island, and it's like, all right, well, how long are you on this island for? So is this, like, on the island?
I think so.
Looks nice.
Looks like a nice place to, it kind of looks like a cabin that you, like, rent out for, like, a weekend.
That'd be cool. I would do that. Disney, if you're getting any ideas, like we said last episode, 5,000. That's it.
That's it. That's the message.
Yes. Then no, that's seems cool. I'll have to take a look and see if I can see it this time around. But apparently there are. Oh, it used to be a quick beverage thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't really know what this is. You know what? I have been here. It's not. I thought it was down on the boat ride and you get off. It's just kind of to the side while you're walking. You can walk over and like stand on it. I think that's just the pathway.
Oh.
With the building. I could be wrong on that, though. But I'm pretty sure I have been on that to look closer. I don't think I've ever been on the side, like the gazebo area. But been in that thing before, I believe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You'll definitely, if you have a chance to check it out, you'll definitely have to let me know how it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
In 2021.
2021, what do you mean? Oh, like now? When was this started?
Let's find out.
It just popped up in your thing the other day.
I'm not seeing a thing on it.
We'll have to ask. We'll reach out. Well, if it just popped up, that means that there's an ad running for it, so it's probably fairly recent.
Yeah.
All right, so the last one. Are you ready for it?
Drum roll.
I can't do the drum roll, or else I can do the sawing.
That works. That's perfect. the Contemporary Resort Grand Concourse Balcony and Bay Lake Tower at the Skyway Bridge. That is a mouthful.
Yeah, have you ever been there? I've been in the Contemporary.
Yeah, we've been. So the first night, I think it was the first night of our, no, it was the second night of the CP, because we went to Chef Mickey's. We saw the fireworks from the balcony at the Contemporary.
Oh, this is the balcony?
I'm not 100%. I think so, because, I mean, because, yeah, that balcony does face out towards Magic Kingdom, as does the bridge.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been on the bridge. Oh, no, yep. The bridge goes to Magic Kingdom. Yes, I have been on the bridge. Am I wrong on that? I think the bridge walks over to Magic Kingdom.
It connects the resort that's next to it. I guess that's the Bay Lake Tower, because there's a Contemporary, and then there's the Baywatch Tower next to it.
You see the Baywatch Tower, like the David Hasselhoff?
Oh, yeah, David Hasselhoff is on it all the time.
He just sits at the top like a lifeguard. Yep. Yeah. So I actually stayed in the Contemporary when my first ever time at Disney. I was like probably like three or four. So I don't really remember it. My only memory of it was falling down the escalator.
Oh no.
So yeah. Maybe. But I can tell you it definitely wasn't $500 a night. Or whatever it is now, 700.
Yeah, it's a pretty penny. Because yeah, they're also renovating it now too.
Oh, are they? That's pretty cool. Yeah, the Contemporary is nice though. I do agree with this one. I would say with this list, I haven't been to a lot of these places. I'll keep an eye out on a lot of these places, but I agree with all the ones that I've been to. They're all super nice.
Oh yeah, they're really nice.
So for anybody that is looking for more about this list, go to DisneyFanatic.com. Should I read the URL?
We could always just post it on so we could post it on social media. Yeah,
you can always Google the Amazingly Beautiful and Almost Secret Spots around Disney World, Walt Disney World. And it's the same thing after DisneyFanatic.com, and then it's like the forward or backslash, one of the two. Amazingly, and then there's a dash, beautiful dash, and it's just that, like, just dashes. I will say that these really aren't secret places. Like, the Contemporary, like, balcony, there was probably, like, 100 people up there the first night that we were there.
Yeah, I mean, if they're referring to secret is like stuff that not a lot of people know about. Like, I mean, cause if it was out there, like, oh, everyone go check this out, then there would be like probably like hundreds of people there, more than like hundreds, like maybe thousands. Yeah, I don't know, but they're really cool areas. So if you like, if you're going to Disney, if you have time off and you just want to explore, like definitely go check some of these places out.
Yeah. I don't know if you're allowed to go pool hopping. Are you allowed to go pool hopping? Is that legal?
I think they changed that shortly after our CP ended. I know for the like the higher grade hotels, like the deluxe ones, you got to use your Magic Band to get in. But I think the like the All Stars and the like the budget ones, I think that you can go for those.
Cool. I wasn't sure how that worked. Anyway, that is our episode about the Amazingly Beautiful and Almost Secret Spots around Walt Disney World. James, or if you like this episode, you know, give us a follow, Instagram, everywhere, DCollegePod. If you want to give us more topics or articles that we can talk about, send us a message, or don't, I don't know how to get in touch. You know what, go to the... James is going to talk about his YouTube channel, Toga Tips. Go to the Toga Tips Instagram page and message all your complaints and stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
Not about Toga Tips, but about, like, you know, if you don't like our show or if you have suggestions. And James is better at getting stuff to happen. So you definitely want to message James if you have an idea for a show.
Oh, I do. I get stuff done.
Yes, James now is the one that gets stuff done.
That is, wow, I gotta update my resume. Is there a pay raise with getting stuff done?
No.
Is there like health benefits? Do I get vacation time?
I mean, you can have vacation time. It's just gonna make for an awkward episode.
So what you're saying is the only bonus I get is a signed copy of Attila's most recent album.
Yes. Well, no, that's a birthday gift.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here first. The title of Getting Stuff Done doesn't have any benefits or really anything. I just...
To be fair, it's just not get your stuff birthday done. Anymore. Your birthday was last week, therefore... So like Attila was, you know, was it, did we talk about the Attila CD on the last episode or is that this episode?
That was last episode.
Oh, well, everybody just remember we're it's, you know, it's like 9:30 at night when we're recording this 3 weeks before, immediately after each other. So, if you didn't listen to the last episode and don't understand that, go listen to the last episode.
You know? Yeah. We talk about our Myrtle Beach trip, we talk about the Star Wars hotel, and we talk about the signed Attila CD. So if you want to know the story on that, go check out the last episode.
You know, I feel like it was this episode.
It's been both episodes, to be honest. It's like a part one and part two story. Yeah.
So I honestly should just put part one and part two in the thing. I'm not going to, but like, James, tell them about Toga Tips.
Actually, before we do that, I'm just going to pitch this. If you guys want more, you know, part one, part two kind of episodes, let us know, because that's something we could do.
We could. We could actually do like a, you know, an actual topic. I mean, this was an actual topic. I'm more referring to the last week's. And then be like, we just record one big one, record for like 2 hours, and then just split it.
Yeah, so if that's something you guys want to hear, let us know.
Yeah, go to Instagram.com/TogaTips and hit that message thing. You can email us. Sometimes I'll read them. Sometimes I read the emails. We have Smooth My Balls wants to sponsor us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They reached out and were like, if you want to try the product, you know, you can send us money. We'll give you a 50% off. And I was like, I don't think I want to buy your product to advertise.
I don't think that's how a sponsor works.
No, but then they were like, well, if you just want to sponsor us, we'll give you a code. We'll give you a code and you can just read the code out. Whenever people buy stuff, you'll get like a percent cut. So, you know, maybe we'll start. Maybe we'll be sponsored by Smooth My Balls when we come back.
Yeah, maybe we'll get some of that nice, sweet ad revenue. I don't know what I was going with there.
I don't want the ad revenue if you're going to do that every time.
I'm sorry, everyone. Probably lost five viewers just turned off the episode.
Oh, no, they already did. Don't worry. Did you already tell them about Toga Tips?
No, I didn't. But if you guys like Pokemon stuff, or if you want to like request stuff for us to do here on the podcast, you can come check out my YouTube channel called Toga Tips. We're also on Instagram and Twitter. Haven't really updated that in a while, but I got some more stuff coming soon. I actually I just got a new phone, so.
You did? What kind?
It's a Samsung Galaxy A42.
I've never heard of that one.
It's like It's like a mid-grade kind of model. It's not one of the newer ones, but
actually, I mean, I think that's
it works. It gets the job done.
I'm not gonna lie, and this isn't a bad thing. I just wanted to clarify that before I was like, "Oh, this." I think that's something my mom has.
Oh yeah,
Samsung Galaxy A42. No, it's not the one my mom has. That's really a nice one, though.
Yeah, the only thing I'm not a fan of about it is it only has a 720p screen, which most smartphones now have 1080p.
I don't know what mine has, actually. I don't know if mine has a 1080. Nah, who cares?
Yeah, no, it's got a huge battery, so that's the plus.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, because your phone was kind of crapping out on you before, right?
Oh yeah, it's pretty much dead now. It like the battery, I think it's something like the battery's corroded. Like the phone just keeps turning on and off. I had a S9 before, and it's pretty much dead at this point.
Oh, I had an S8. So you've gone through two phones since we left Disney.
Yes.
I've gone through one. I am on my second phone since. But I think I went through one and then I'm on this one. Or technically I took a friend's phone for a little bit as well and transferred my number over to it. But like I didn't take it. They said, "Oh, I don't need this phone anymore. I see that your phone is putting glass in your hand. Would you like to use my phone? I have this extra phone." Just so people don't think I was like, I was using their phone and I. Anyways, we'll be back next week to tell you all about the truth about our vacate, like what we did on the thing. Just so it's not like
Yes, we've been, for the last two episodes, we've kind of just been like, you know, hinting at the stuff we did, but we haven't really talked about it. So
next week, because we recorded this before we went.
That is true.
Yeah.
But officially, the week after this comes out, we're gonna be talking about our South Carolina vacation. So
and
wait, there's an and?
And?
Oh, did I forget something? Yeah, I forgot something.
And? Bradley,
tell me what I'm forgetting. What am I forgetting?
Well, James, thanks for asking. We're also going to be talking about the new 303 album, Need.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we mentioned that in the last episode. This is the first time we mentioned it in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's going to be Need for 303 is coming up next week. So you want to hear about our vacation and 303's new album, you're going to want to check it out.
And maybe Kanye will have a new one. Because, you know, that's still not out yet. We have
Wasn't he supposed to have it like a week ago?
Yes. That was my plan for this episode, or last week's episode, to do the Kanye album, but he's still living. Oh, he's moving to a new stadium.
He's a stadium? Another one?
Yeah, he's moving to, I don't know what stadium, but Apple Music now says it's coming out the 15th. If it actually drops the day that we're down there, I will be really impressed.
So, but he did a show for it. And it wasn't even done.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, that might be coming up fairly soon. Maybe. And
it'll also be around the time that Hobo Johnson drops his album, Hobo Johnson Loves Sounds.
Oh, no. That kind of sounds like what we were doing with our podcast when we first started.
No, that's still what we're doing.
Oh, we're still doing present tense.
Yeah, we grew up for a little bit on the show, editing, doing like having topics each week, becoming a real show, and then we took one break, and it all fell down. Anyways, we'll see you all next week for that show. It's going to feel like a month. It's going to feel like so long that we don't record.
So I'm guessing we're going to be super discombobulated when we start.
It's going to be weird. It's going to be a long episode. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. Because we're probably going to have to record the Friday for the album. Oh, wow. Oh, man.
I'm not sorry. They're gonna be ready for this. It's what they've been waiting for.
3 hour 303.
3 hour tour. 3 hour 303.
What?
I don't know what I was going with there.
All right, we're just ending it on that. Or maybe not. That was the Gilligan's Island theme song, right?
It was, but then I threw a little 303 remix in there.
Oh, all right. I'm sure they would approve. All right. Bye, everybody.
See y'all next time.